Well, hello, hello, and a rather warm welcome to today's show. You're listening to Kevin Durgin here on UK Health Radio. We are your global feel-good station. A rather warm welcome to Acupuncture Point. That song makes me think of when I was little and I would go upstairs with my sisters to my mum and dad's bedroom and we would listen to a record. We only had a couple of records back in the day and it was just so much fun sitting there nattering and listening to that album by Madonna, True Blue. Gosh, I remember my sisters would have singing competitions. Singing competitions to see who could imitate Madonna's voice the best. Oh, them were the days. Hello, hello, hello. You are listening to Kevin Durgin here on UK Health Radio. No, not Memory Lane. Welcome and thank you so much for joining me here on Acupuncture Point. Coming up on today's show. Well, you know how I love to shine a light on brilliance? Well, we are going to meet a really rather wonderful woman, Gisela Gonçalves, and she is an acupuncture practitioner who runs the Rainbow Wellbeing Therapy Centre, and she's going to be talking to us about a win. She has won an award for her work, the most outstanding integrated alternative medical solutions company in the UK. I know, how great is that? And we are also going to be playing another rip-roaring round of Game of Themes. And all you need to do, if you'd like to join in the fun, is to see if you're able to connect the dots and guess the cryptic theme that links together all of the fabulous music that I'm going to be playing for you in today's Acupuncture Point.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Nagging pain. We at Alka-Seltzer know that a small amount of the patient's own bone marrow and blood cells can treat many painful conditions with regenerative orthopedic therapy. This is an attractive treatment option for painful joints, back pain, sports injuries, and many other conditions. It may avoid the need for surgery altogether. Alka-Seltzer, part of a network of 50 RegenX clinics worldwide, where over 60,000 patients have been treated and helped. Alka-Seltzer. Life is more beautiful with less pain.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Oh, hello, hello, hello. You're listening to Kevin Durgin here on UK Health Radio. We are your global feel-good station. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for supporting us. We would love for you to connect with us on social media. We're across all of the usual channels, really as a way of helping us to share our positive news. We love nothing more than to basically shine a light on positivity, good health tips, and also to share happy stories, because we are your feel-good station after all. So coming up after this, we are going to be meeting with Gisela Gonçalves, who is a fantastic acupuncture practitioner based in Rochdale. And she is going to be explaining to us precisely why Rainbow Wellbeing Therapy Centre, which she runs, won a healthcare and pharmaceutical award.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea, and he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed unto the sun till we found the sea of green, and we lived beneath the waves in our yellow submarine.
We all live in
Hello there. You're listening to Kevin Durgin here on UK Health Radio. We are your global feel-good station. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for joining in and for supporting Acupuncture Point. Now, one of the reasons why I love presenting this show is that I get to connect with some of the groovy people doing wonderful, wonderful work in the field of Chinese medicine. And I'm thrilled to be joined today by Gisela Gonsalves, who is a practitioner of traditional Chinese medicine, and she's undertaken further training in nutrition and health. And her expertise is in building bridges between Western and Eastern health principles. And if that wasn't enough, Gisela has just won an award, or rather her company, Rainbow Wellbeing Therapy Center, has just won GHP Magazine's prize for most outstanding integrated alternative medical solutions company in the UK. Welcome to Acupuncture Point, Gisela Gonsalves.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Brilliant, brilliant. Thank you. So first of all, congratulations.
Thank you so much. And thank you for having me today, talking to this beautiful audience. Thank you.
So, okay. So you've won this brilliant award. What did you do to win it?
Right. Well, maybe we need to go back a little bit to 2007 when I came to this country, that I found myself in a position that I had to retrain from my previous profession. And I was extremely fortunate to find out traditional Chinese medicine. That was something I was aware of, but I never had the chance to study it. So I engaged with the University of Salford, did my degree, and they lifted some curiosity in myself, within me, that I wanted to know more. So after that, I decided, after practicing for 5 years of traditional Chinese medicine and the experience in clinic, etc., I found out that there were some gaps in there that I needed to fill in. So that was within nutrition. So I decided to go and do a master degree on nutrition and health in MMU. And after that, I complemented a few things within the clinic. So Rainbow Wellbeing Therapy Center started in 2009, so I have been developed this since 2007 when I had to go in a different direction with my career. And Rainbow meant always for me at the time, someone clocked and said it's a spectrum of therapies, and I said, fantastic, that's how the name came across. And in 2009, I started the Rainbow Wellbeing Therapy Center. And here we are with this big prize to just put the cherry on top of the cake. That's absolutely amazing news. It's very rewarding, but very overwhelming, because it's a recognition of all these years of effort and work and hard work, believe me. And also the difficulties that we came across, because it hasn't been a smooth, tranquil, positive pathway at all. So we had, like you expect in any business anyway.
So tell us, what do you treat? How do you treat patients at Rainbow?
Okay, so because of the knowledge of Chinese medicine that we learn, I didn't do a dissertation in Chinese medicine, so I engaged with modules. So I got modules on women's health and pain management. And with my background of massage, and also extended to a more in-depth knowledge of anatomy and physiology in university, I came across with this is possible to integrate things, the Western medicine and the Eastern medicine. So how do I treat patients? I integrate. I truly believe, deep in my heart, that we can complement each other rather than being the Western medicine on one side and the Eastern medicine on the other side, and we all separated. I don't believe in that. And the proof of that is that with COVID times and all these problems of trying to book an appointment, I've been recovering patients all the time with a great, great success rate. And I'm not going to put any humility in here, and I'm not being big-headed, but I'm not going to be too much talking down to myself or not bringing up the success I've been having, because it's true. I do have humility, but on this one, I'm not going to speak small. So what do I treat? I treat everything. So generally, traditional Chinese medicine doesn't necessarily have a specialization, but over the years, a specific branch of it, that is pain management, came to me. So often and often and often, once more, all patients come to me for pain management. We do know, as the principle of Chinese medicine, that it's an emotional side to a physical pain and vice versa. So when you think of this, you're already integrating anyway. So I treat any patient, anyone that wants my help, and my pledge is to help anyone to the best of my ability on a very affordable price. And that's what I pledge for. So if I have the chance of saving 2 billion people's life, I will do it.
I don't doubt it. So, okay, you've mentioned that you have an integrated approach. Could you tell us more about what that means?
Okay, so when someone calls and says that I have a problem, I do a little bit of a triage over the phone to understand where exactly the problem is coming from, how advanced this problem is. Is it physical? Is it emotional, etc.? So they come for a consultation. And within that consultation, I put a plan of action in March. So to do that, sometimes you can't do it on your own, and you have to have proactive patients that have to do their own bit as well, because this is called what I normally call into this consultation. We are a team. I do my bit, you do your bit. I'll help you on the pathway of achieving your part as much as I can. So sometimes achieving that can go through a blood test. I do blood tests in the clinic, but I'm a phlebotomist as well, another further training, but I prefer that the engagement of the GP in here. So I will write a letter to the GP and state my grounds, do my rationale, why this is so important for this patient. And before, I was having barriers and barriers and barriers. Who are you? Who do you think you are? Not necessarily on these terms. But why this lady wants this? Why did she want? What did she want this for? So it took me loads of years, over the years, to actually achieve an acknowledgement that my rationales were right, and to achieve patients to do this. So they have the medical doctor working as simultaneously with me and myself with them, and this is just amazing. It's an amazing world to be in.
Okay. So you mentioned that it took a lot of time. So could you describe how you have built up these connections with your Western medical colleagues?
Okay. My mum would say I am very stubborn, and my dad used to say that I was persistent. So I would like to think that I am both. So there's a very, very, very normal say that if you knock on the door and they don't open, knock again until they open, especially when you know that there is someone in the house. Yeah. So this is what I've done. So even if they disregard one of my letters, I will do it another one and another one and another one. And I would win them by tiring them.
And how would you describe your relationships now?
I think that at the moment I am actually a person that they look up to. I do have now medical doctors and GPs in particular referring per se, as in within the NHS scheme of referrals, but mentioning that, you know, you can do nothing or you can do something, and this is something you can do. So I do have doctors acknowledging how good I have been for their patients, and that is very rewarding.
Yes, very, very rewarding. I've got many, many patients at the moment who are finding it really difficult to get other treatment options at the moment, with just so many people needing so many appointments. And I just find that at the moment, people are so grateful that they're having some sort of treatment. They're so incredibly grateful. I also tell my patients, I would like you to go and tell your doctor tell your doctor that you've been having acupuncture and how all of your symptoms have now disappeared, because it's really important.
Kevin, maybe what I'm doing different, and that this I just leave it on the table for suggestion for any colleagues that are out there listening to us. Maybe that's where we are doing wrong. I was doing wrong, and I started doing it different. We're leaving your credits into other people's hands. I found it that sometimes those credits are not taken at all to somewhere else. So I truly recommend, if I may, only if I may, don't take offense, is to actually report it yourself. Report your achievements yourself. So write a letter to the doctor, even if you don't have an ultimate need to do that, but just to say, I've seen this patient, came to me on this condition, I've recommended this, patient after so many sessions is so much better, I would like to share my information with you for the medical records of this patient. That's it. And this is how I started knocking down on doctors' medical center doctors' doors.
Gisella, I'm often not lost for words, but that is so brilliantly simple and brilliantly
simple.
I have never thought of doing that.
I think that we complicate too much, my darling. And Kevin, life is so far more simple than that. That it's just, if someone doesn't recognize you, just go for it, fight for it. And the only way you have to fight for your recognition is to put yourself forward. That's why I started this interview saying, I'm not going to be all full of humility and not putting myself up, because at the moment I do have this recognition because I do deserve it.
Yes. No, that is really, really important. Really, really important. I know that, just sort of veering off ever so slightly, I know that acupuncture practitioners often suffer with this sense of people aren't acknowledging us. And it simply is that we're not telling, perhaps it's because we're not telling people of our successes enough.
Correct. I totally believe that. And with hands on heart, it was really frustrating at the beginning when you knew that doctor didn't see the bigger picture, because this is what we do in Chinese medicine. We're not focused in one piece of the puzzle. We have the bigger picture. And seeing the bigger picture, we can go in a different avenue that the doctor has not done. But that doesn't mean the doctor is wrong. That doesn't mean the doctor is less professional. It's just a human on the other side attending and trying to save lives of another human. So why not teaming up? It's ridiculous if we don't do it.
Wonderful. Thank you for that. Thank you for
You're
that.
Welcome. Pleasure.
Okay, Gisella, I would love to hear about some of your real recent patient outcomes. Let's hear about some of the wonderful work and some of the wonderful transformations that have taken place within Rainbow recently.
Okay, so without any humility, again, that our success rate at the moment on the last 12 months, even with COVID impact, etc., has been stabilized on around 96.4%. So talking about one case study or two case studies or three case studies, we have now 2,125 patients and with a success rate of 96.4%. So it would be very unfair to pick up one case or the other, but I'll tell you that 90% of the business runs with pain management, and I became specialized, like I said before, because those cases came for me. I do have two or three cases that are exquisite for me, because were the most challenging cases I ever had on these years of profession. And I had to research loads, not just the normal regular research that you would do on a regular basis because of professional development. I had to research a lot in terms of nutrition and Chinese medicine and Western medicine to be able to achieve good outcomes with these patients. However, just coming back a little bit on these 90% of the people would be pain management. The cases I have can go back as far as 20 years of pain with no solution. And I cannot say, because this is forbidden to say, I cannot cure people. As you know, we are forbidden to say that we cure people. So we don't cure people. However, 20 years down the line, they found Gisela, they found Rainbow. Rainbow implemented different directions of pain management, of integration of medicines with the massage, with K-laser, with the nutrition itself, because we know there are foods that are inflammatory foods, and then with the GPs. And these people have not had a pain ever, ever again. So let's put it this way, they have a better life. These 20 years have an impact on all their family. So when you make one person better, you're not making one person better. You are making everybody else better that is with this person, supporting this person, living with this person, socializing, colleagues at work, family at home, the kids, the mother is in pain, doesn't have the patient, doesn't give the attention. So all these are the people we are saving. We're not saving just the patient. Okay? So it would be very unfair to just refer one case of pain management. But as you ask, and I'm very, very obedient, so I have three main cases. That one is multiple sclerosis, MS, that the person didn't know had MS and was with coming to me with pain management, again, with a problem on the shoulder and difficulty on moving the arms and pins and needles down on the tip of the fingers. And after a very, very thorough consultation like we do in traditional Chinese medicine, I suggested the patient go and undergo this test. So he did, and it was confirmed to be MS. So the world kind of fell on top of his head, but not necessarily because I would support him all along the way. So we're talking about, at the time, a male, 38 years old, never knew, really good life, you know, high on on top of the career, earning really good money, and suddenly this bucket of cold water. Awful. About this person with nutrition, with acupuncture, with massage, with even being there for a talk, even being there to take away the ghosts that sometimes can come into your mind. And this patient has been free of symptoms, completely free of symptoms, with an improvement of his brain lesion since 2012. So we can't cure, but we do some magic in here.
I would say, Gisela, if it looks like a cure, and it acts like a cure, and it sounds like a cure, maybe it is a bit
duck.
Of a cure.
Maybe it is a duck.
Exactly. Maybe it is a duck after all. Okay. I love what you are saying about just incorporating lots of different things. Often I get very frustrated when I read sort of research papers and they say, well, it's very difficult to establish exactly what was the special ingredient. So more research is needed. And I just think, you know what? If it works, it works. I'm so much more pragmatic. If it works, it works. It's likely that it's something to do with everything. Let's just try lots of different things.
But aren't we all humans? Well, let's focus on humans, but aren't we all very complicated machines? The heart doesn't work without the lungs. The lungs don't work without the heart. So
absolutely.
Why can we not pick up the same principle and apply it into integrating medicines? I think it's could be very arrogant, I would say. I risk this word on the radio. It could be very arrogant to think that you, unique, you, yourself, nobody else, you're the best and nobody else can do it what you do. That's a very arrogant position. So I think that we can integrate, we can do things together as a team and pull for the same direction. It's pulled the same direction. This is where we need to be positioned, I think. This is my opinion.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, you've been in practice since, 2007? So this is quite a while.
2007 with massage, but 2011 with Chinese medicine, because I graduated. I had 1 year working under supervision, and then 2012, I was fully graduated in Chinese medicine. 2018, I did the qualification of the master's degree in nutrition and health.
Okay. So running a busy clinic can be tiring.
Oh, yes. We're counting about, I don't work many hours, just about 12 on a regular basis, Monday to Friday.
So how do you keep motivated, and what keeps you engaged with your practice?
Well, one of the things is results. I don't work for the money standalone. I run a business. This is not a charity, I'm afraid. I have to charge my patients, but I work for results. So that's why I'm so bossy with my patients. And they do say that. You are so bossy. How can you be? I'm bossy because one, I can, and two, you need it. So just do as you're told. And at the end of the tunnel, you're going to give me a hug because I made you better. So I need you to go home and do these and these and these and these and there. If you don't do it, you're paying me for nothing. So what's the point? So just go and do it. And they try it and they do it. And then I go, gosh, Gisella, you are absolutely right. But what keeps me going is these results. 96.4% success rate. In every time I pick up someone from the ground, I do as much as I can. I go the extra mile to put them on top, on the right on the sky where the rainbow is, smiling, wow. And that is what keeps me going. And in the end, the big hug that I always get from my patients, that definitely keeps me going.
That's lovely. You know what? I think that the world needs many more Gisella Gonsalves. I really feel that.
I'm not so sure about that. It will be very bossy.
Okay. How do you feel?
Can I just say, the other thing that keeps me going is the beautiful team that I managed to get myself surrounded by, because they do work hard as well. So well done for them.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, how do you see the future, both of your clinic and of integrating Chinese medicine into conventional care?
Right. At the moment, I'm not going to give you a full answer because there's some surprises coming up. And if I give you the full answer, it's no longer a surprise, isn't it? But to let you know that the study doesn't stop. So I have no intentions of stopping studying and enlarging my horizons and also my knowledge. At the moment, I have a project that I can reveal it in a little bit. Possibly we will be able to do a little bit more work in different parts of the country. So if that goes ahead, then we will be covering the possibility of helping more people. And that's my aim at the moment. This is how I see it in the future. But bearing in mind that this is not the sole award that we got, when you asked me before, and if I just may go back a little bit, what keeps me going? All the things keep me going. And then when we have recognition from the Manchester Prestige Awards 2 years in a row, when we have Rochdale Small Business recognition as well, when we have the Talk of Manchester giving a commendation, this award now from GHB, and then more recently, and this, Kevin, this is in first hand for you. More recently, we received the Northern Enterprise Awards to 2022, hosted by the SME News as the most comprehensive therapy clinic. So I can only go on.
Gisella Gonsalves, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us here on Acupuncture Point today. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me and allowing me to speak and being bossy online.
UK House Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nagging pain. We at Alka-Seltz know that a small amount of the patient's own bone marrow and blood cells can treat many painful conditions with regenerative orthopedic therapy. This is an attractive treatment option for painful joints, back pain, sports injuries, and many other conditions. It may avoid the need for surgery altogether. Alka-Seltz, part of a network of 50 RegenX clinics worldwide, where over 60,000 patients have been treated and helped. Alka-Seltz, life is more beautiful with less pain.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
the seasons of my youth. I recall a box of rags that someone gave us, and how my mama put the rags to use. There were rags of many colors, but every piece was small, and I didn't have a coat, and it was way down in the fall. Mama sewed the rags together, so in every piece with love she made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told a story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors Joseph wore, and then she said, "Perhaps this coat will bring you good luck and happiness." And I just couldn't wait to wear it, and Mama blessed it with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my mama made for me, made only from rags, but I wore it so proudly. Although we had no money, well, I was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me. So with patches on my breeches and holes in both my shoes, in my coat of many colors I hurried off to school, just to find the others laughing and making fun of me. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me. And oh, I couldn't understand it, for I felt I was rich. And I told them all the love my mama sewed in every stitch. And I told them all the story mama told me while she sewed, and how my coat of many colors was worth more than all their clothes. But they didn't understand it, and I tried to make them see that one is only poor, only if they choose to be. Now I know we had no money, but I was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me, made just for me.
Oh, wasn't Gisela Gonçalves absolutely brilliant? I love that. Complete and utter focus, compassion, and a real, real desire to make a difference to people's lives. But also encouraging people to take responsibility for their own lives. I love that. Absolutely love that. And a very, very well-deserved award. You're listening to Kevin Durgin here on UK Health Radio. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for supporting Acupuncture Point this week. And can you believe it? It is already home time. Well, not quite, because we have got time for one final clue. For those of you playing along to this week's game of themes, have you been able to connect the dots and to crack this week's cryptic game?
The rainbow way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby. You dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you somewhere over the rainbow.
So, my dears, how did you do? Were you able to crack this week's cryptic game of themes? Well, of course you were. In honour of our fantastic guest, Gisela Gonçalves, this week's theme is rainbows. We started off with Madonna and her song True Blue. We had the Yellow Submarine in there by the Beatles, which is, of course, colours of the rainbow. We had Dolly Parton singing her song about her coat of many colours. And this, of course, Somewhere Over the Rainbow. And on that note, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for spending time with me, Kevin Durgin, here on Acupuncture Point. Lots of love until next time. Goodbye.